What way have you connected with your fans or your people? What is that story? What is that thing you usually push that makes you connect with them?
Recently, it's just like being me.
Being you?
Yeah, like right now, like I said, I started doing TikTok lives.
Okay. Okay, that's a good one.
Yeah,
okay.
I started doing TikTok live, you know, like showing people.
Yeah, so I would say add consistency to that. Yeah. You're in the era of visibility.
I found like you have to like show yourself.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Because most people think that, oh, I don't want to put myself, I'm doing too much. There's no such thing.
That's why most artists are not even going fast. That's why you see some artists comes in.
Yeah, so there is no such thing as
me
doing too much.
If you see
me
on TikTok, I dance, man. Like, you.
Okay. So you already have your own blueprint, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Visibility, consistency, branding. You have a style. I can see you have a style.
Yeah.
Keep up to it. Keep putting it on people's faces.
Yeah, God City.
Find the side job that will sponsor your dreams, that will fund your dreams, because you need it. You need it to fund your dream. Because before the big stages come, you have to like work towards it.
Let's meet today's game changer.
My name is Chikwebuka Egwago, aka Rex. Actually, the name of my brand right now is God City, King of the City Entertainment. I started music like, it's been a long time I started music actually, but my first song was released 2021, Can't. I think my inspiration comes from the fact that, you know, the fact that I see other artists doing it, you understand, like trying to like create something, you know, get a beat, write something, and it turns into art and something like meaningful. People have to enjoy it and everything. And also the fact that, you know, music is a process where you can relate to someone that you don't even know this person, but he sings something that gets your emotion. So yeah, I've been a very I've been a fan of stuff like that. So my inspiration actually comes from the fact that you can create something and get people to see, like be a creator. And also my life experience, yeah. I think shooting and editing, because you know, before I used to like record, I don't know how to like put myself out there, but I had to like learn first of all, okay, communication. To have to like learn how to communicate, do you understand? Because I needed to do this thing, and where I'm coming from, we don't speak English, man, so I have to like try to learn how to communicate. So the communication skills, the editing skills, and the try to like shoot my own videos, edit it myself, so that I don't have money to be paying for TG or anybody that will help me out. So I have to like, you know, learn all these things myself. So I think the three major skills is the shooting, the editing, and the communication skills. Yeah.
But what's the strategy for success? After the break, we bring in our expert.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Smart Growth. My name is Tracy Dominic, a TV host, life coach, and author. With me on the studio today is an amazing music artist who is joining us on this episode of Smart Growth. Welcome, Rex.
Thank you. Wagwan, everybody. How you guys doing?
Okay. Is that the signature talk?
I don't know. I've been saying it, but I think that's it right now. Because
so what does that even mean? What does that mean?
I don't. I, you know, it's a Jamaican language, so oh. I think it's like how far, what's going on, how you doing? You understand?
Okay.
So because, recently I've been doing this TikTok live stuff. So on my life, I do have like mostly UK people coming to be on my live. Then most of them also have these Jamaican people. Also, you understand? So sometimes I do be on my life and some people comes in and be like wagwan wagwan, so yeah, I start saying wagwan now, wagwan wagwan now is like part of
it's like part know, of
like
I think,
wake
I think
up in the
should.
Morning and instead of saying good morning I be like wagwan.
But it sounds really great. I think you should maybe create a tribe with that or
it's
find
already,
out the meaning
it's already
first.
I don't even it's already no worry I don't even want to know the meaning.
You don't want to know the meaning
Yes, I'm okay. Wagwan, yeah.
Okay, it's lovely to have you on Smart Growth Show.
Thank you,
how do you feel? How are you doing?
Yeah, I feel overwhelmed and overgasted. It's a very, very... yeah, I feel excited though, yeah.
Beautiful. So let's talk about Rex.
Yeah.
Why did you choose the stage name Rex?
Well, back in secondary school, yeah. Before Rex, I actually have a lot of names. I have the like White Breeze, I have like Breeze Kid, I have like a lot. So, my name is Emmanuel, like my English name is Emmanuel. So, in secondary school, they do call me like Amy Rex. So, from Amy Rex, I felt like I don't like the Amy in it. So, I removed the Amy and added Mr. So, they started calling me Mr. Rex, which I dropped there. Then, when I was doing music in my native language, before I switched to, you know, hip-hop and stuff. So, started calling me Mr. Rex, but at a point I felt like let me remove the Mr. and start using the Rex.
Okay.
Because I checked the meaning of Rex. Rex actually means a lot of things. In Greek it means king.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in Greek it means king. Then it also means animal name like lion and dog.
Okay.
You understand? Like, because I have some people saying like when they call me Rex, they'll be like, that's the name of my dog. I'll be like, okay, no problem. I don't argue with you, no problem. That's my name, Rex. Do you understand? So
I think it's a good stage name though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you say you were recording in your language before.
Yeah.
Are you still
no now
record?
No, I don't do that. Like now I'm more into like the English.
Okay.
Hip hop and you know.
So how long have you been in the music industry?
I've been doing music for a very long time, but I think the first time I adding to the time where I was doing the in my native language, because I remember my first song then was in 2016, but then that was when I was doing in my native language. I wasn't taking music seriously then until I came to Lagos. There was this song I did with my friend around 2019. So you know, my brother moved to Lagos because he got a job in Lagos. So they had a plan for me to come to Lagos and take JAMB and enter school. All of us agreed, but I know my intentions. My intentions was to come here and push that song. You understand? So I enter Lagos now. I kind of like look inside the market and notice that when it comes to Igbo music, it doesn't go well here. It only trend in the East. And and by that time, me and my friends already had this thing that wanted to like make a switch to start doing the English hip hop. And me, it's something that I always wanted to do because I want to like do a music where by everybody are going to understand what I'm talking about, relate to my music and everything. So with the Igbo part of it, it's going to like be limited to some certain tribe. Every other person might enjoy the vibe and everything, but with the English part, yeah, a lot of people will connect with it, you know, connect with my story and also take me to a higher place. So
I think I get that. I mean, being in Lagos and living in Lagos,
yeah,
more with the people here.
Yeah.
So that was actually a good decision.
Yeah, so then 2020 when I came to Lagos, I noticed all those things. I had to like go back and start practicing the you know, the hip hop stuff. So then I remember 2020-2021, I don't always sleep. It's all just 2 hours sleep for the whole 24 hours. What I just do is I have a pen and paper. I'm always writing songs, you know, from morning till night. I know they go out because I don't even know anywhere. So keep writing songs, you know, whenever my brother comes back from work before the coronavirus stuff. Whenever my brother comes back from work, I kind of like use his laptop to download beats for the next day. that would be enough for the next day, because at a point I didn't have phone, my phone spoiled. So throughout 2020 I don't have phone, so there was no distraction. I don't know anybody, I don't have phone. What I was doing was just using my time to be writing music. We don't have television, it was just a one room. Yeah, so instead of waking up and looking, sitting up and down, I decided to like be writing songs with the...
So at least not having televisions, actually.
I'm not even a fan of television because I didn't grow up having it. So,
So what is your thought? What is your creative process like? Like, what inspires the lyrics? What is your creative process like?
I think right now my creative process is based on my past, my experience.
Okay.
Yeah, my experience, the fact that when all these things were going on, I did my first song, people didn't actually believe that I can actually do something great.
Why do you say so?
Why
do you think they believe that you can do something great?
Because, you know, they felt like when I dropped my first EP, they were saying like my music is something different. You understand that I'm not doing the Afro type of music, so like I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm doing and shit. But yeah, then it was all about me writing songs. You know, my inspiration then was coming from the great people that was doing it. I listened to that song. I always feel motivated. I want to do something like this.
So who inspires you in the industry?
I had a lot of them actually. You know, Kanye West, Eminem, Drake, Wizkid has been my first inspiration. But, you know, Wizkid, Fino, Olamide, Kendrick Lamar, J. Cole, Jonah Lucas, you know, yeah. So these are the people that inspired me most. I get my inspiration most from those guys because, you know, talking about Kanye West, and I like something about him, the fact that he's always intentional and always try to bring in something new to the market. You understand? Always being himself, like changing sounds from rapping to singing. You understand? Like that, like he's the kind of person that shows that you can do anything. As far as you can do it, don't be scared to do it.
Okay.
Like Kanye West kind of like bring up my confidence in that I can actually do this thing, because there was a point where I couldn't say like, man, this guy's sick, I can't do anything. You know, so but then listening to Kanye West, I can't understand that, yeah, you can actually do something great, you know, following his documentaries and everything. Then Eminem also give me like that kind of like, I don't give an F. I don't know if I can say it.
No, you can't say that. Okay.
Yeah, that kind of like, I don't give an F type of lifestyle, challenging the industry. Then Wizkid, Drake, and Evid, I got the vibe. You understand? Yeah, the culture. You know, the culture also. From Drake, I got the melodies. You know, like trying to like get a lot of things.
Okay, so we've had that wholesomely. Like, so you mentioned 2020 starting to rebrand yourself from 2020.
Yeah.
So let's say from 2020, that's like 5 years.
Yeah.
How has it been like in your journey as a music artist? What would you say you've done so far that you are so proud of? And what would you say are some of the challenges that has made you question your path? Because I know a lot of, not just artists, but creatives have that moment where they question if whatever they are doing is even worth it. So what is it for you?
I think, wait, can I get the question again?
Okay, you can get it again. So I said, a lot of creatives, not just artists, have moments where they question their path.
Okay.
What have been those challenges, and what would you say in the past 5 years have you done that have made you proud?
Yeah, I think number one thing that I have done in the last in the past 5 years that have made me proud is the fact that I didn't give up. I kept on doing what I'm doing. You know, the fact that I do hear the negative talks and everything, and you know, nobody supporting or motivating me, but I still like motivate myself and kept on doing it. Do you understand? You know, the fact that I was able to, because then I used to like write songs. Like I have a bunch of notebooks right now where
your songs.
Yeah, I kept on writing then. Do you understand? I kept on writing. I have a lot of notebooks now where it's packed. I kept it. because those are like my process. So the fact that I was able to do all those things, you know, avoiding sleep, is also something I'm proud of. And over the years, I've been also, you know, doing some stuff. Like recently, yeah, 2023, I dropped my first official video, which I did with iPhone 13 Pro.
Okay, that's a good one. I mean,
yeah, my first official video I did iPhone 13 Pro. So I dropped it, it's on my YouTube. Then fast forward to this year right now, I just did an official video of one of my songs, which I did 2022. Superstar is the name of the song. I just did an official video of the song, and I'll be dropping it very soon. So it's something I'm proud of. And again, being here right now,
being at Africa Business Radio,
proud. Yeah, you do understand. So yeah. It's something like I'm so proud of the fact that, you know, even though I look at myself, I feel like, yeah, I'm not where I'm supposed to be here, but.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. I would say congratulations on all that you've achieved so far. We know that there are more things to do.
Yeah, yes. And
exactly. So what would you say are those challenges?
I know, like, if you first challenges I always had was communication.
What? How do you mean?
You know, speaking English. I didn't know how to speak English before I come to Lagos because I was born in the East Onitsha. Mm. It's more of Igbo. Even in school self, we speak Igbo.
I'm from Anambra State.
We speak Igbo. I studied in CKC. We speak Igbo.
Like, so how did you learn so fast?
You know, when I came to Lagos, I noticed that, you know, doing this hip hop stuff, I also have to, like, there comes a time where I will be in somewhere like this, taking interviews, you know, speaking outside and stuff like that. So what I used to do then is, you know, I'm always at home alone. So I always, like, have a two side of me, asking myself questions in the mirror, you know, put the mirror. Ask myself questions, studying the dictionary. Then I also like be watching like Black American movies so that I can capture the language. You understand? So I started like listening to anything that's gonna like teach me the language more, because I did speak English in Onitsha then, but
not as it should be. But I must say, you've done a lot of work on yourself.
You understand? Like, I can't. 2020, you can't ask me a question in English and I will respond to you.
That's a lot.
I'll be feeling so low self. Like, I felt like so low of myself to respond to English, even pidgin self. I don't even sabi speak that time. So what I did was I kept on like doing the, you know, imaginary interview with myself in the mirror, asking myself questions, responding. You know, call my guys. Then I told them like, bro, nobody will be speaking Igbo from now. Let's be doing it in English. Do you understand?
So how were you able to compete with other music artists, especially in Lagos, who you think are better than you when it comes to communication? How were you able to compete with them? How were you able to relate with them and create that community?
I don't actually compete. I don't know, just move.
Like, relate with them in terms of communication. Okay, you know, when you came to Lagos, you said you were not so good at English. So how did you navigate that phase with other music artists? Yes.
I think my guys I was talking about were like, you know, they were like my guys I've known. We've been doing this together. But then, relating with other music artists, I think over the years, I started like feeling like, okay, let me give it a try. I started like, because, you know, apart from then, I entered market, Mandela's, when I didn't have money to record, and I needed money, and nobody was there to help me out. So, from inside the market, do you understand? There are a lot of people that come to market now, so I started talking. Okay. You know, I have to like do Osaya. Then I was doing Osaya then. So
what does that mean? For the sake of our audience, I know what it means, but what does that mean? Osaya.
It's like meeting people. When someone comes to the market like this, right now, they want to buy something, you approach them. Customer, how far? What do you want? We get time. You understand? How far? Come. I get shop. Come. Pull me. Come to my shop. You carry that person. Go one shop like that. Maybe that person don't have. You say, I have other shop. Come. Let me.
So what were you selling?
My clothes.
Clothes.
Like
men
wears. So that was what I was doing then, to actually get some money to record my stuff. So from there, I started learning communication. Do you understand? I started like speaking out. That was actually the first place where I started learning how to speak out. Do you understand? Yeah. So from there, I start like going out with people. I don't actually go out that much though. I don't like going out that much, but I had a friend that always wanna like take me out. Yes. And so sometimes we go out, I sit down, you know, see things happening, relating with the environment. So
okay.
I kind of like started sinking in with the environment and stuff going on.
That's beautiful. So in the last 5 years, have you made some money from your music? How much would you say you've made roughly?
Well, in the last 5 years, I've actually, you know, let me say that I dropped my EP.
Okay.
I didn't do much promotions to it.
Why didn't you do promotions?
I didn't know anything then. I know, like, I just entered Lagos. I didn't know anything about all this stuff. And that was when my friends were, like, you know, saying shit about this stuff. So I felt so embarrassed and, you know, I was crowded with anxiety that this thing is not good enough. So why push it?
Okay, people, so you didn't push it. You know, so people, you didn't make money from it.
Yeah, but the fact that I didn't push it, but right now, throughout all the platform, I'm getting like close to like 10,000 streams throughout all the platforms,
okay,
without even promoting and everything. But I started pushing it recently though. Like I told you, I did an official video of one of them recently now. So I started doing, pushing it right now. So
would you say you've made some money from your music?
I've made from my own music. Yeah, I've made money, but it's not up to, I will not lie, it's not up to like, I've not made up to like $200.
Okay. $200.
Yeah, I've not made up to $200, but I've made actually some money because I didn't put interest in pushing myself and stuff. Okay. Yeah.
So you now realize that pushing yourself is part of its currency.
Yeah, I realized that because, you know, then I was doing music. Right now I know that I know again any other thing I want to do for this life is only this stuff. So I had to like carry it as my business. If I can do Osaya in the market, why can't I also do Osaya for my...
Exactly. That was what I was about to say. I mean, if you could do that in the market, yeah, for a brand or a field which is clothing, they are not as passionate as you are in music. Why can't you do it for music?
For music, yes.
When you look at some of the music artists, they go all in terms of promotion. Even if they're some of them who are established, they are still doing promotion. We saw one of the artists back then, Instagram, one of the American rappers, don't remember her name right now, but Cardi, she was exactly Cardi B. She was Cardi promoting B, yeah, her, yes, her, yeah, CDs. So that what she was doing, people saw it as funny, but she was literally going to bus stops and promoting her songs.
I've done that too.
Yeah. So what I would say to you, having heard all that you've said, I would say, as an artist, as a creative, people will talk.
Yeah, exactly.
People will, they will not just talk, they'll put it in your face, they will assume all sorts, they will say things that are not even true, but things they believe in their own perception that is right. And you do not have control over that. Right. So I would say, just like you were doing us here without minding who was looking, I would say, do not look at them. Because you know why? What the genre that you've owned now, the kind of music that you're doing, and I can see that you're already self-aware, you know yourself,
yeah.
You know what you want, you know the kind of music you want to push. I mean, that's a big step already.
Yeah.
So I would say, keep pushing it, no matter who is clapping or who is not clapping, no matter who is saying, oh, your song is so nice.
I even want people to say my song is not nice, because I don't, like I said, yeah, I'm no more like scared of what people are saying now.
That's a good one.
That was why I come back to start pushing my past songs, but then I'm already working on my new ones now. Yeah, the new ones are already getting ready, you understand? But the past one is to create the story of this is not where it is, this was where it begins, you understand? So to get something out there before the new one comes in. So yeah, so you know, then I was scared and nervous and, you know, like it's not good enough, but now after listening to my songs, I listened to them several times, I come to realize that, bro, I'm so good, like, yo, fuck what they say, f what they say, you understand? Yeah. I'm so good, like, why can't I push this? If I listen to my lyrics and listen to some celebrities and legends out there, I felt like I'm not here because nobody have heard my song yet. If people hear my song, actually, this is where I'm supposed to be. So why can't I push it? Because, yeah, even though they are there, but I do something that's like as close as what they are doing. You know, I put my life in my music. I put my you know, my personal life. My music talks about my personal life. So it's something that people that can actually relate to. You understand? It's something they can actually listen to, like it, relate to it. But I was scared of pushing it then because it wasn't the Afro part of it, of the, yeah. You understand? But right now
you're not scared. I'm not scared. You're owning your style.
Yeah, and now I'm coming back to rebrand and now give them something the Afro will enjoy and the hip hop will enjoy.
Okay, so that means the work that you have to do is rebranding,
yeah,
promotion. Mm. These are a lot of work. Marketing,
yeah,
it's a lot of work. So
when it comes,
you need to, like, how is your social media like? Is it big? Do you have influence on you? Because it's not just hiring PR. Sometimes, as personalities, as public figures, you are your own PR.
Yeah.
You push your stuff.
Yeah.
So how well are you doing in pushing that, especially on your platform? Because those are your first platforms. Before you go on 042 Arena, those are your Instagram, your Facebook, TikTok. That is your stage. That is your stage. So how well are you doing with that?
I'm trying my best as at right now. Even though my Instagram and TikTok are still on, you know, 1K, 1 point something followers.
No, that's not good enough.
It's not even good.
At all. It's not good. We need to do something about it.
But I'm trying because at least recently. I started like doing all this in recently.
Okay.
Yeah, like I started taking my music career, like my business, like my stuff recently when I found out that this is the only thing that's gonna survive me in this life.
You should.
I know I can't do all this business apart from, or I can't do 9 to 5. I don't have a certificate.
Yeah.
So okay. So there's nothing like going to look for a job later.
So you mentioned you were selling clothes before.
Yeah.
Are you still into that?
No.
Do you still want to do that?
Of course, I want to have a brand now.
Okay, so the reason I said that is because sometimes you do a job to sponsor your dreams.
Yeah,
you get true. So it doesn't mean that you are abandoning your dream. It's just strategy. Because you can say you're selling clothes, right? People who see you doing that, or you can have a different page for it entirely. You mustn't attach it to your music page. So your music page will be there and you can decide to open another page, or you can decide not to even put it up on social media. Because one thing I have learned is what you put up on social media, what you promote, anything you post, people attach it to you whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
That's what they will remember about you. So you want to ask yourself, what do you want people to remember when they see me? Is it the music or is it clothes? If it's the music, let them keep seeing the music. If you don't want them to see the clothes at all, or that side of you, you can decide not to post it. You can just keep selling, going to shop, or create a different page for it totally. Instagram or TikTok or whatever, Facebook, whatever platform you think you have more customers. Create a different page for it. Be managing it low-key. Nobody will know that you're the one managing it. Because I'm saying this because music is very expensive to build.
Mm-hmm.
It's not easy. So you need money coming from somewhere. So having a side job does not mean that you're abandoning your music. Do you understand? You want to say something?
Yeah.
So you have to like have that side. You know, you say you just hired recently to push your music.
Yeah.
And pushing your music also requires money. Even Instagram ads, all of this requires money. So even the 4K, 5K, 5,000 naira, 10K, those are money. It needs to come from somewhere, and you need to sustain yourself as an artist. And for you to make better quality videos and pay better producers, because it irks me when I hear producers that are not good. You have to pay better producers for your song.
I prefer to record my song with a producer that charges me more.
Exactly.
You understand?
So you know the drill.
Because you know, the reason was because 2020 I dropped this song about coronavirus and people actually bashed me.
Why did they bash you?
First of all, the song was actually nice, don't get me wrong, but the language, my English was sounding egotic. So they're like, you know, talking about the language part of it and everything. Then I went back to the studio, that same studio. Then I paid 5K for recording. I wasn't even the one, it was my brother that paid it because I don't have money. So I paid 5K for the recording. I was in the studio trying to record. People were trooping and trooping out. Like, how did this, everything was scattered.
Exactly. So you, so I couldn't you even understand do anything.
And I went home feeling sick. I felt sick because of that.
So you understand that having a good producer, a professional producer that actually knows what you're doing. Because it also affects your work.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you can't write after writing, putting the song together, and then a producer messes it up. So that means you need money. Or you can find someone who you can collaborate with.
Mm-hmm.
You can decide what incentive do you want to give this person. Barter, right? Barter collaboration. It mustn't be paid.
Yeah.
Everything is not always paid.
Yeah, yeah.
You can just find someone who aligns with your kind of music. Someone, a producer who likes your kind of music. Because people do business with people they like.
Yeah.
So you have to find someone who is good. Yeah, you can go beyond your friends, really. If your friends are not good, you mustn't work with them.
Yeah,
you can find someone who is not a friend, who you've not met before. Go on online, search for them, propose to them, oh, let's do better collaborations and see what they say. Because if you keep waiting,
I've done
won't
that,
get
but
to you.
I feel like I've done that, but you know, recently people don't actually care.
They don't.
Do you understand? So I've done that several times. I've tried that with
producers,
tried that with fellow artists, tried that with you know, directors. Do you understand? Then, you know, I at the end of the day, it's always a disappointment. So what I'm doing is I'm doing stuff myself to the point where now, yeah, I have a studio right now where I can go record, you know, they mix it for me. I have a producer. Do you understand that? Sometimes I go there record, and I also do stuff for him too. Yeah, I help him out in shooting his videos, because like I said, I learned how to shoot video to help myself shooting and editing. Yeah, so I shoot him, I shoot his videos, he record my songs, produce my songs for me. You understand?
And he's good.
Yeah, he's good. Yeah,
yeah. So yeah, so he mustn't be a very expensive producer. So yes, you have that already, so you can work with him for now and do the better collaboration. That's a good way to start. And also try to push your work, not just alone. You have to find a way to connect with your audience. You can't do it alone.
Yeah, no, there is no way you can.
Exactly. So what way have you connected with your fans or your people? What is that story? What is that thing you usually push that makes you connect with them?
Recently, it's just like being me.
Being you.
Yeah, like because right now, like I said, I started doing TikTok lives.
Okay. Okay, that's a good one.
Yeah,
okay.
I started doing TikTok live, you know, like showing people me.
Yeah, so I would say add consistency to that.
Every day.
So don't visibility.
Yeah.
You are in the era of visibility.
Because I found like you have to like show yourself.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, yeah.
If you, because most people think that, oh, I don't want to put myself, I'm doing too much.
That's
no such thing.
That's why most artists are not even going far. That's why you see some artists comes in.
Yeah. So there is no such thing as
me
doing too much.
If you see
me
on TikTok, I dance, man. Like yo.
Okay. Let's round up now. So you already have your own blueprint, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Visibility, consistency, branding. You have a style. I can see you have a style.
Yeah.
Keep up to it. Keep putting it on people's faces.
Yeah. God City.
Find a side job that will sponsor your dreams, that will fund your dreams, because you need it. You need it to fund your dreams. Because before the big stages come, you have to like work towards it, right? So try. It can be anything. It mustn't be the clothes. You can think of something.
I think the TikTok is helping me as well.
Okay, you started earning from it.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that's perfect. So that's also a side. Yeah, that's also part of it. So that will also sponsor the production part of your music and all of that. So what have we said? We've said consistency, which you're already doing. Branding, find a way to connect to your audience. Keep do the collaborations. They help too. And yeah, own your voice, own your genre, own your style.
Mm-hmm.
Your tribe will find you. Do you know Happy One Mama?
Yeah.
If he could.
No, no, Happy.
So your tribe will find you. Your tribe will find you. You can never please everybody.
Exactly.
Just do you. Your tribe will find you. And that is how your story will keep moving. Do you have any questions for me?
No, I don't think so.
No. Okay, so maybe the next time we are talking, we're probably what concert? What's your dream concert? What does your dream stadium?
Madison Square, O2, another.
Okay, so you're probably at O2, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So do you want to freestyle for before we go? Anything.
Okay. I was born on the same day another was gone. A woman had a miscarriage, a man polysperming another woman. Some went to abort, some went for solution because they were barren. Some went to hear from things they were having, and on that same day, so many others born not on the same bed. But the crown was only mine, so the others came out with none. They were unlucky to be born on the same day I choose to come, like dragging the forces with a god, have no price to return. The star was so brighter. A nigga had a knife in his brother for ducking another nigga wife, corn up lighting the matter. What else? One god had broken, another engaged, another met it to me. Same day they started to date, another was blind, another was dumb, another was busy letting y'all know how greater I was ever gonna become. And y'all doubted. Now look who's here on his way to the throne, the ever king Zara returning home. So bad things start to occur, like economy crashing, the good dying young, police killing innocent ones, some getting kidnapped in their homes and trunk, political shit. But you're carried away by the cruises so brand to see. So here comes me, Caesar, the evil monarch, a threat to your son and set me to your daughter, God to your father. I ain't your mother's boy, bro, I'm your motherfucker. The reason your best rapper turned to a sucker. So pick a fight with me and see you on the ground. And defend your bitch, so don't worry about.
Okay, that is fierce. Well done. Thank you for coming on Smart Growth.
Yeah, thanks. And I want to make a shout out. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to make a shout out to my guy Aidan Films. Shout out to Sofra. Shout out to Kerry Keys. Shout out to Sammy Jones. You know, because without Aidan, I won't show the video. Without Kerry Keys, I won't meet Sammy Jones. And without Sammy Jones, I won't be here. Shout out to my mom. Shout out to my dad. Shout out to my brother for accommodating me. Shout out to God and shout out to myself for keep going. You don't understand, like, yeah.
Okay, shout out to your folks.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you so much, Rex.
All right.
This program is supported by ACT Foundation.